sempre música.
Oh,
Yeah, what up, everybody? This is your boy, DJ Dash, once again right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. And today, I'm not alone, yeah? DJ Nave is back, and obviously, with the lady that is being my co-host for the past few weeks, Tracy Sauce is back again. We're having her right here on the studio, and it's awesome. It's gonna be an awesome session because, you know, with Tracy in the house, in the studio, you got a whole lot of info to get right there with you. You're not gonna waste your time. But everybody, we're gonna be sticking it in today. We're gonna be going on another level with your boy DJ Dash and DJ Nave right there, right here on the Dave and Nash show. Obviously, not excluding the main lady in the house, Tracy Sauce. How's it, Tracy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. DJ Nave, what up? You're still in your sleeping zone.
Yeah.
It's Friday morning, man. You gotta be excited. You gotta be happy. You gotta be.
We're happy in the dreams, man.
Where is that Kazoza?
You see, I slept, and then I was sleeping in the dream.
What?
And then I was sleeping in that dream when I was sleeping in that dream.
That's levels.
When I woke up in that dream, I thought that it was reality, and then I realized it wasn't a dream, and then I woke up in that other dream.
It's fine.
I get the steps. You're gonna get me.
My mind is quick to dissect this kind of situations.
So what did you dissect? What did you dissect?
I dissected that first dream that led me to this other dream, which led to reality. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. And then you woke up.
You see, even Tracy got it.
That's how.
How amore.
I don't know.
The devil led it things up.
You must know, man. Jeez, so how was your week, man?
My week has been awesome.
Jeez.
My week has been on another level.
Level.
Tops.
Tracy. So what?
Mine was also awesome. Yes, on another level, guys. It was phenomenal.
No, I wasn't going to ask you about your week.
Okay.
Just kidding. But partially, yes, I was going to ask you about your week. But now, we're in 2018, and we all made it. And it's awesome. Right? It's incredible. So, obviously, the last time we spoke about the changes that you made, that you were going to make in 2018. And tell us a bit about the changes that you've made so far.
Well, going to the gym was the first one. So, it's been going well. Even though it gets, you know, it requires a lot of enthusiasm and consumes a lot of time, but it's been worth it. It's been well, and the diet has not been going well. You know, you crave, we girls, man, ice cream is our thing, chocolate. And Jan is my birthday month, so I gotta spoil myself a bit. So I've been, you know, I've been faithful on the diet. Gymming, I've been on point.
All right. I guess that will lead us to what we are going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about pushing through adversities. So, what do you understand from that? From this whole point, pushing through adversities. Obviously, a pushing and through are like plain out there. They are simple things that we normally hear each and every single day. But now, pushing through adversities, what do you get from that? What picture comes to your mind?
Well, I'd say challenges. Are we strong enough to make it? Are we strong enough to make it through our challenges? And yes, I think it's basically challenges.
Mr. Nave.
Yeah.
Speak to us.
I'm gonna speak to you after the break.
Your face. So everybody, that's what we're gonna be talking about today. I've made up my mind pushing through adversities, and the subtopic is I've made up my mind. So the question is, have you made up your mind? We're gonna find out when we come back right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. Everybody.
Sauce.
Listen up to the music.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that the law? I've been knocking at the door to your heart like a codey coco de coco. Expose you to new things that you don't know and separate you from the enemy's chokehold. I break you down, down, down. Every single stronghold I pull it down. I'ma set you free from the chains that be holding you back and separate you from the tyranny that be making you slack. Because with fire I could surround ya. You no go fear cause I could tear you round ya. I'ma help you walk in boldness and soundness of mind. Shower you with the love and the grace so divine and so amazing. Put your trust in me, we'll have a place. Cause it never come probably like a lion to kill and to destroy your substance. But I come to give you life in abundance, yeah. Cause it no matter where you come from, what matters is what you ever went through. It's not about what you done before, but what you gonna do. See, I just didn't tell you that.
Open the door to your heart, make a enter.
I'll make you brand new if you
open the door to your heart, make a enter.
Knocking at the door to your heart like coco de coco de coco. Expose you to new things that you don't know and separate you from the enemy's chokehold. Take my yoke upon you for it is lighter. Learn from me with your power. I might only lean on your wisdom, but trust in my grace that is more than enough to sustain you in faith so you could move mountains. Put your trust in me, there's no doubting. In my word is a life-giving fountain that never runs dry. I am the living God, I'm not a man that I should lie. So amazing. Put your trust in me, we'll have a place. Cause the devil come roaring like a lion to kill and to destroy your substance. But I come to give you life in abundance, yes. Cause it no matter where you come from, what matters is where you go and do. It's not about what you done before, but what you gonna do. See, I just can't tell you that.
Open the door to your heart, make a enter.
I'll make you brand new if you
open the door to your heart, make a enter.
Cause I've been knocking at the door to your heart. I've been knocking at the door to your heart, yeah, yeah. Been knocking at the door to your heart like a goody coco, goody coco. So take my yoke upon you for it is light. Learn from me with your power. I might don't lean on your wisdom, but trust in my grace that is more than enough to sustain you in faith so you can move mountains. Trust in me, there's no doubting. It's my word, it's a fountain that never runs dry. I am the living God, I'm not a man and I should lie. So amazing, me and you together will ever place. Cause I never come from it like a lion to kill and to destroy your substance. But I come to give you life in abundance, yes. Cause it no matter where you come from, what matters is where you go and do. It's not about what you done before, but what you gonna do. See, I just didn't tell you that.
Open the door to your heart, make a enter.
I'll make you brand new if you
open the door to your heart, make a enter.
See, no matter where you come from, matters is where you're going to. It's not about what you've done before. See, I just didn't tell you, say, I'll make you brand new.
Open the door to your heart, make a enter.
Just let me in, just let me in, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just let me in, just let me in till you.
Master J.
Hello,
hello, hello, hello. Back here. We're back here on the Dave and Nash show. Yeah, with your boys DJ Dash and DJ Nave. And don't forget the lady.
Who? Tracy Sauce.
Yeah, who?
Tracy Sauce.
Another one.
Tracy Sauce.
Who?
Tracy Sauce.
Yeah. You must know, man. She's in the house. Man.
Yeah.
She's on another level.
White House.
Yeah.
White House. You're in the studio. What's wrong with you? It's a building, but not a house. What's wrong with you?
You're forgiven.
I think you should take over the funny truth. You guys are awesome.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. You guys are incredible.
Incredible, hey, she got it.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah. I won't take the credit. But you get that point right there. I take the credit. Yeah, I taught it. Yeah, just kidding. But for the fact that she learned, she gets the credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she was able to listen to incredible. Okay. And then now she's able to say it.
Yeah.
Right.
Isn't that awesome?
Right?
Awesome. I'm proud of you, Tracy Sauce, man. I'm proud of you.
Don't cry, man. Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. Yeah, yeah. Don't cry.
No, man.
Just keep it in, man. Keep it in, man.
I'm not going to cry.
Yeah. 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 Man, don't cry.
Yeah, but everybody, right now we're going to get straight into this topic, pushing through adversities. So now, with that in mind, pushing through adversities, there are many people who find it hard to make decisions and stick to them. Why is that?
Yeah.
Why is that? Any one of you can answer that question or can have your input to that. Due to your own experience, why is that people find it hard to make, okay, they make decisions, but now they find it hard to stick to it?
I firstly say it's competition. A lot of competition, because we try and be who we're not. Like, literally, the millennials, they try and be who they're not. So basically, millennials are people that are born since 1984 till now, till that's us.
Okay.
You understand? So we are in a world that is consumed by competition, consumed by, if you don't have this, that you're not the edge. You understand?
Yeah.
So we challenge ourselves. We put so much pressure on ourselves, not thinking, okay, I need to get this right. I need to do that so that I can make it. We try and, okay, I need to study maybe IT at the same time. I need to do psychology at the same time. I need to do business management. So much work.
Yeah.
And at home, I still need to do chores. I still need to go to the gym. I still need to pray, do my devotions. I still need to cook. There's so much. And you can't keep up.
Yeah.
So that's why you can't actually stick to what you planned and you just slack. So I'd say it's because we put too much pressure on ourselves when we don't have to.
Yeah.
Really, if you see that, okay, this is DJ Nash and this is DJ Nave, and I can you know, keep this amount of work to myself.
Yeah.
Stick to that. Don't compare yourself to DJ Nave.
Yeah.
He's smart enough to handle whatever that he's planned for himself. Do you understand? And you're smart enough to handle what you've planned. Don't be like, oh my goodness, he can't be better than me. I need to actually compete with him.
All right.
So I'll just add to my, you know, schedule for the whole year.
Yeah.
I'll just continuously reschedule my schedule. Reschedule every month. You reschedule. Okay, I need to be like Tracy now. I'm adding something else. I need to be like that person.
Yeah.
You understand? So I think we compare ourselves a lot. We don't appreciate what we have.
Okay. Yeah. DJ Nev,
I'm just gonna
what's your input?
You know, I'm just gonna add up on what she said, you know, which is true.
Yeah.
Basically what she said is it's awesome. She like, yeah, she said it all. But now I'm just gonna add on top of that. Like I said earlier on, I'm gonna add. Yeah. And I'm still gonna add. Yeah.
It seems like you're
adding. Yeah, I'm adding, yeah. You must know, man. It's just adding and adding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but basically people focus on more than one thing. And as a result they don't finish, you know, their specific tasks. So you got, yeah, like she said, IT, you got devotions, you got all those stuff. Now some people see there's a pressure and the pressure is too much, so they actually don't get good at one specific area. So let's take an example. I'm focusing on my soccer career and I'm also focusing on my IT career. I'm also focusing on maybe singing career. Now I won't be able to take one area and develop in that area and actually get good at it. Why? Because I'm focused on different areas. So eventually, as time goes on, I'm gonna see these three challenges and I'm gonna see it as a burden.
Yeah.
And then eventually I'm gonna be like, okay, what's the use of me living life with so much pressure? And what happens? I tend to be lazy.
Yeah.
So I never get good at what I'm good at.
Okay.
I never develop the skills that I'm good at.
That's
why? Because I'm focused on more than one thing.
Yeah. All right.
And I can't make up my mind.
Yeah, actually, I was listening to a motivational speaker, Tony Robbins. He says that we should learn how to do the basics each and every single time. Because a lot of people want to move to the new thing because they know this thing already. Because now I know how to operate a Samsung. So now after knowing how to operate the Samsung, I want to go to an iPhone without forgetting the basics of where I started in the Samsung. So with your life as well, if you, with that decision making and you sticking to it, you gotta know the basics. You gotta stick to the basics so that you can be able to elevate to that new level whereby you're gonna develop and become this person who's like, yeah, Gigi.
Awesome stuff, man. Yeah, you heard it, yeah. You heard it from Miss Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Sauce.
Yes.
Sauce.
I was about to correct you that you forgot Sauce. Could you?
this guy, come to stop you. Yeah. Mr. Dash.
Yeah.
Almost said Mr. Yeah. We got new, you know, it's a new year, eh?
So new words as well.
Yeah, man, they're growing, man.
They're it's the second section of the dictionary. So basically, Tracy, this is what we do. Whenever we make a mistake with a certain word, so that word, like for example, let me say contribution, and then I say congregation or something like that. That word goes to our dictionary.
Yeah, the David Nash dictionary.
Yes. So we develop it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how we roll.
We got our own dictionary. Yeah, that's where even our jokes go in, hey? Our singing, our talents, everything. Yeah.
It comes natural.
So where do I get this dictionary so I can laugh?
Nah, you see, it's all in the process. We haven't published it yet.
You see, at the moment, you can get it on the Dave and Nash show, you see?
Yeah.
Okay. On all the shows,
yeah. Yeah. So you just listen to the Dave and Nash show, and then you get it.
Yeah. You learn every single show, you learn a new word. Yeah. Maybe you're 2, 3, 4. Never know.
So obviously, we've looked at why people aren't able to stick to their decisions that they've made. But now, you mentioned some other causes, but what is that main thing that people that is holding people from making effective decisions and sticking to them? I'm sure there are so many causes into this. So there are so many people who are suffering from different or who are experiencing different hardships in terms of making their decisions and sticking to them. What are some of them?
Yeah.
Mm.
The first thing would be procrastination, unfaithfulness, not applying the blood of conquest, because the blood of conquest, it's awesome.
Mm.
You conquer, like boom, you get it right, boom, you just apply the blood. It's that easy.
Yeah.
And it's free, and people don't apply the blood of conquest. And I'd say that's about it. So when you're like, I'm going to do it, and you like procrastinate, well, you're not going to get it done.
Yeah.
If you tell yourself, Monday, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to jog. Monday, get up, jog.
Yeah.
You can't snooze.
Mm.
You understand?
Okay. Yes. But now, you mentioned the blood of conquest. There's somebody out there who doesn't have a clue of what the blood of conquest is. Mm. So, like, can you just break it down for us? Right.
Okay. Holy Spirit, come right now.
Yes,
amen. Uh-huh. Yes, you guys are going to get it, even though I don't have the list. So Jesus shed his blood on seven places. Yes, yes, that one. Yes, you guys get it?
Yeah.
So in seven places. Mm. So it was when he was, you know, the crown of thorns went through his head, right?
Yeah.
That is where he shed the blood of conquest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the blood of identity, where he was, you know, he was beaten to a point whereby we couldn't even recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
That is the blood of identity. If you're feeling depressed about your body weight, feeling fat, feeling like too short like Tracy, like too dark,
yes.
So you apply the blood of identity, it does phenomenal things for your life.
Okay.
And then, where's the other place? The blood of faithfulness.
Yeah.
Where was it shed? Where he sweated blood in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yeah.
Yes, that is the blood of faithfulness. You need to start applying it.
Yeah.
And the other place is when he was nailed through the cross.
Yeah.
Yes. So the nails went through his hands, which meant that we're going to be productive. That is the blood of productivity. If you're seeing that you're lazy, you can't be productive, you are always procrastinating, apply the blood of productivity.
Yeah.
You're going to see phenomenal results. And the blood of purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. the blood of purpose. So the blood of purpose, it's when the nails went through his feet. So it gives us purpose that with our feet, we'll walk in purpose serving Christ. So I'm going to elaborate more on the blood of conquest. So what basically happens with the blood of conquest is that he takes your fear, he absorbs it through the blood of conquest, he replaces it with faith, and then he takes your anxiety or your worry, and then he replaces it with confidence, and then he absorbs your unbelief, he replaces it with, you know, believing, you start, you know, seeing the hope and the light.
Yeah.
Yes, the Holy Spirit just fills you. Yeah, it does wonderful things. And then he takes your poverty, he replaces it with conquest. So if you're struggling, you have a poverty mindset, you apply the blood of conquest. If you feel like, you know, we can still be rich and have a poverty mindset. When you like, you know, I don't have money, always complaining. But you can see that God is providing. He's doing everything to provide. But you're always complaining. I don't have this. I don't have that. You know, trying to actually be someone that you're not, not appreciating. You just start applying the blood of conquest. You will see yourself walking through out of that poverty. And then he takes your failures. He replaces it with prosperity. You will prosper to a whole new level. Yeah. Levels, right?
Levels. Yes. You must know.
Yes. And then he takes your lack. If you're lacking sleep, if you're lacking communication, always isolating yourself, if you are, there's a lot that you can lack in life, and he absorbs that lack, whatever it may be. You must name it when you declare, when you apply the blood. You must be like, Lord, as I am lacking in my sleep, I apply the blood of conquest and I declare that I am receiving my victory. So he takes your lack and he replaces it with victory. He takes your struggles. If you're struggling in going to the gym, guys, and studying, apply the blood of conquest.
Yeah.
Struggle in devotions. If you can't wake up and literally, you know, discipline your mind to be like, okay, at 5, I'm doing my devotions. At 5, I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be communicating with my God. Then you apply the blood of conquest. You will literally prosper. And he replaces your struggle with overcoming. You overcome in every single area of your life, your results, your finances. Those are struggles. So apply the blood of conquest.
Wow. That's interesting. That's amazing. That's on another level. And right now, everybody, you heard that from Tracy's source. And it's going to be on another level because we're coming back with your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nave, with our host, guest host here, Tracy Sauce, here on the Dave and Nash Show. Yeah, we're coming back, everybody. Listen up to the music.
Drowning, Jesus. mighty sun emerging, herald the returning of the Alpha and Omega. Mighty, glorious, worthy is the Lamb.
Holla, 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 back here. Yeah, yeah, we're back on the Dave and Nash Show.
Mm-hmm.
With another level. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got level here on the Dave and Nash Show.
Yeah, 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 you know, we're back.
With another one.
Ding.
Yeah, we're back here, yeah, with another level, yeah, mm-hmm. another session, which is gonna be on fire, yeah.
Fire.
Still talking about,
yeah, pushing through adversities,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, I've got my mind made up.
Yeah,
have you got your mind made up?
That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Tracy, have you got your mind made up?
Yeah.
On what?
My plans, my goals, and sticking to my schedule.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Because now you can have plans, you can have plans, you can make decisions. But now, if your mind is not made up into committing to those plans and decisions that you are wanting to execute, then well, you're going to stick in one place. You're going to be just like that one house that exists, but it doesn't live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So right now, what do people have to do to overcome these adversities? What are the things, what steps can we take to actually overcome this adversity? I know you mentioned the blood of conquest. You mentioned the blood of productivity. You mentioned a whole lot of stuff on how we can overcome these things. But now there are people who are not believers. Let me put it that way. And now they also want to find the same solution, which the blood of productivity, the blood of conquest, is the main solution. But now there are people who need those baby steps. You know, with the baby, you need to first give them milk,
mm-hmm.
before you give them pop and bones.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So those people who are still there, who are still in the milk level, what advice can you give to them? What steps should they take?
First of all, I would say we are, you know, God in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7.
Mm.
It says that God has not blessed us with the you know, the spirit of fear and timidity, but he's blessed us with the spirit of love, power, and self-discipline. You know, that is such a profound word, like verse for me, because it does not just apply to Christians. It applies to everyone.
Yeah.
You understand? So if you are still not a Christian, you are listening to our awesome shows, start by having self-discipline. Stick to what you know that I've always, like I've mentioned previously, you need to be faithful to yourself. If you snooze that alarm, you are not being faithful to yourself. You understand? So you need to start having, tell yourself, I have self-discipline. People don't realize the power, the same power that was in Jesus Christ is in us. Jesus performed miracles. You know, even if you're not a Christian, you need to know that the same power that was able to heal souls, the same power that was able to change people's lives is in you. You understand? God has, you know, done it all for you. It doesn't, it like literally, it does not matter if you're a Christian or you're not. You just need to realize, I have self-control. I want this. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Because last week I was listening to this powerful, you know, motivational speaker. I don't know his name. I'm really sorry for that. Whoever you are. Yes. So what happened is that he was saying, like I was getting challenges with, you know, committing to gym and my diet. Okay, the gym is going phenomenally fine, but now the food part. And he said something, okay, if you're not a Christian, you'll take offense to this. You're like, oh my goodness, how could you? You know that, ouch, you know, feeling?
Yeah.
How could you say that? But he said something, he's like, if you're really wanting to lose weight, you're eating everything in the house, you're not even having self-discipline, and then you complain, you're like, I am fat, I am all that. You did that to yourself.
True.
There's no one that can feel sorry for you. If you're sitting, everyone is studying, you busy on your WhatsApps, on your social media, you're not studying when you're supposed to, and you get your 40s, then you start complaining. You did that to yourself. You brought that upon yourself. You understand?
Yeah.
So why are you still complaining? Because you're hurting yourself. You want other people to feel sorry for you. It's done. You know, literally, it is done at the cross. It's either you accept it, you accept that you have the power, you have the self-discipline, you have the power to overcome every circumstance and be dynamic and powerful, or you sit back and feel pity for yourself.
Wow.
But if you don't want to change yourself, no one can. In order for you to change everything, the change needs to start in you, not anybody else, but you. You need to change. Yes.
So. That's amazing. A powerful statement right there from Tracy Sauce. I'm not going to miss that one, Tracy Sauce. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I feel. And I know whenever Tracy's here, you get informed, you get inspired, you're getting that motivation. You get motivated in every area of your life. Wherever you want to conquer, you get what I'm saying? The blood of conquerors, you get what I'm saying? That's where you got to start. Because there are people who don't want to admit that Jesus exists. God exists. But at the end of the day, he exists. Whether you like it or not, he still exists. And the fact that you are still living today, and the fact that you got you have that consciousness to be able to make up your mind, to be able to think that, no man, I gotta push through these adversities, which means you have that motivation, you have that spirit of conquest inside of you, but you don't want to execute it because you have chosen to yourself that, you've told yourself that, no, I'm not gonna believe this because I haven't seen it,
right?
Because I haven't seen it. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So with that, like I believe that a lot of people minds would be made up, even those people who didn't make up their mind were still living in 2017. We're still living with those grudges. We're still living with that mentality of, I'm not gonna make it through because this had happened. Because there are people who live who make plans and they stick to that one option. We stick to that one option. Yes, our only hope comes from Jesus. But there are people who stick to one option. If this option fails, let me put it in school terms, in academics. Like, if I don't go to varsity, then that's the end of my life.
Really?
That's what a lot of people think. Oh, it's okay. I don't go to varsity, then that's the end of it.
My goodness. That is... Yes, I don't have words for
like,
it.
Like, the blood of conquest has to be applied right there.
Yes.
That has to be applied. But yeah, everybody, with that said and done, we're going to give you some gazozo right now. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it right now. Tracy, give them some sauce right there.
Because it's delicious music, guys. Yeah. Yes. And we'll be right back after the ad break.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it, everybody.
A good old war cry will do. A good old war cry will do. Some do lay by a burner, it had your fingerprints, so I know they were concerned. You fled the scene, things were unclean, you left some evidence. Who is that cat you kill right now? That's all irrelevant. Heat is on, you know the cops are out and they searching. I went to that dude's wake, it was sad when they closed the curtains. That's when you really knew it was the end. You had to be tight, can't believe it, homeless over. You took a life, didn't think twice as he hit the ground. Dropped a piece, edges a piece, jetted out of town. Now you on the run, you took somebody's mom's only son. What was the reason? Are you sure you got the right one? Read the paper and they said it was an argument. I'm kinda tripping, cause I'm here to see how far you went. No mercy, and you know the one thing that hurts me, his skin was the same as your color. He could have been your brother. There's been another killing, little girl by the building. Let me get this straight, she was out playing with the children. Straight bullet action, I saw a friend collapsing, and all you got to say for yourself. What kind of man are you? What makes you do the things you do? To take the life of a future wife. They could conceive all the greatness of birthing a child. You took all those dreams away, just acting wild. On the corners with your buddies, getting high and acting bloody. You left that shorty bloody, your world real ready. Can't imagine the pain that a family has, even though it's in the past. The heartache can last, and that's eternal. Your hellbound dude is sure to burn you. Caught up in the game, remain to be a. You feel that life is working, but where does that lead? That pain would be unbearable if that was your scene. Suicide, died from his pride, couldn't take it no more. Depression killed him from the inside. Lost his mindset, that went with his soul. A devil implanted himself, kept him on hold. He took the wrong road, started from his pops, I guess. In and out of jail until he got one in the chest. Left a mess of the boy that he could not raise. Saw his life in the haze, but he knew crime pays. So many ways, I'ma praise my idol, been his grave. Fast money, fast cars, instead of a 9-to-5 slave. The behavior was a normal, I warned you on that. Every day was like formal, and dressing in black. No excuses for his actions, he loves it that way. Leaves his moms at home on the knees to pray. Hoping he make it through another day to wash her fears, wash away her tears. He was only 23 years of age.
Holla,
we back.
Yeah. Right?
I can't get what you and DJ Nave.
DJ Nave.
Yes. Nave does. Guys, it's phenomenal. Like, yes, I'm trying to adapt. Guys, mm-hmm. Please forgive me. I'm going to try and, you know, keep you guys entertained.
Yeah.
How do you do it? How do you do this?
It's just natural, man. just natural.
So you guys don't practice?
No.
Okay, I thought
it, everything just lessons. Happens. Yeah. We just okay. speak on the topic. What are we going to be talking about today? Okay, this is what it's based on. And then we get some questions lined up down. And then, yeah, that's how we execute it. And then the rest of the things, they just come naturally. Because we enjoy the show.
Right.
So you got to feel at home and enjoy the show. Then you're going to just be yourself. Yes. And execute everything.
Yes.
Yeah, everybody, don't forget to tune in with us or interact with us rather on Facebook, ActiveFM777, on Instagram at ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM777, and go on YouTube as well on Active TV. And don't forget to go on our homepage, www.activefm.co.za, dictionary. Okay. Yeah. And catch. Yes. Edit. And catch our awesome shows, the Dave and Nash Show, The Mode, if you're all about fashion, and the whole lot of shows. Funny Truth, that's one of my favorite. Yeah. Get there. And the movie shows. If you have that movie fanatic. Ding, 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 with Ryan and Sesh right there, they will give you the show full on details. You get what I'm saying? They will explain the breakdown, the how the movie was made. That's awesome, man. That's right. Incredible. Right. Yeah, so everybody, that's where you can tune in with us and find us as well. There are so many more channels, but yeah, we're going to reveal them to you as time goes on. So everybody, we're still here. DJ Nave, DJ Dash, and Tracy Sauce. Boom.
Yeah,
we're still speaking about pushing through adversities. I've got my mind made up and I won't turn back, cause I can't.
Guys, if I could sing, I was gonna
I've got my mind made up and I won't turn back, cause I want to see my Jesus someday.
Yes.
I've got my mind made up. Yeah, I'm gonna stop it right there. Okay. All right. Yeah, that was enough for the day. That was enough for you people. And that was a mind made up. You get what I'm saying? That I'm not gonna turn back. And yeah, I'm gonna push through the crowd and do what I have to do. Yeah, you gotta push through those adversities. Yeah, Mr. Nate, please just tell us a little bit. How can people begin to make up their minds? Okay, we've tackled that part of it. But now, let's look at this. Does laziness contribute to the fact that people make decisions and don't stick to them?
Yeah, okay. Reflecting at my life, I can say yes. Mm-hmm. Because there's been a time when you used to be lazy, man. So the only thing that I used to do is sleep, wake up around 12. Yeah, man, hey, I used to sleep, man. Mm-hmm. I used to sleep for long. And then, yeah, from there, I'll think of doing things. And then because I'm feeling lazy, I'll just sit around in the couch, maybe play games, you know. So, yeah, that's what I used to do. Like, laziness, in fact, laziness actually is what makes you unproductive.
Mm.
Because you feel lazy, you wanna do something, but you feel lazy. So your outcome is based on how you feel.
Okay.
So because you're feeling lazy, you don't do anything. You're not productive. The only thing that you do is something that actually complements your laziness. So you wanna eat. Like, you're lazy, man. Let me go eat. You eat, and then you go back to it.
I can speak like that about food, man. You know, food is my favorite thing. So you're telling me when I'm eating, I'm lazy?
No, you see, not when you're eating. A specific situation where you decide to be lazy because of food and whatever that you choose as an outcome of you being lazy.
Alright.
So laziness does contribute to you being unproductive and not making things happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it also goes, laziness is one of them.
Tracy, so any input on that? Do you think laziness contributes to people making decisions and not sticking to them?
Yes.
In what way?
Well,
yeah.
I would say, I've hit a blank board right now.
Yeah.
You guys. It's, so, laziness does contribute because, well, if you make things and you don't, then you don't do them, it shows that you're not ready. Like, you're not ready to grow up.
Yeah.
Your level of maturity is not, yes, is not gajuj. Yes. Is it gajuj?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so laziness actually contributes to this, to people not becoming productive and not committing to what they've made up their mind to into doing, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's amazing. So now, do you think lack of vision as well contributes to this? People who have lack of vision and direction. They don't know where they are going. They just make a decision, but they don't know the outcome. Do you think that also contributes to that?
Yes, it has a huge impact. Because, first of all, if you can't sit in your mind, you can't visualize it, you can't dream it, how are you going to accomplish it?
Wow.
You understand? Mm. Because, well, I can't say I want to drive a car. I don't know what kind of a car it is. Mm. I don't know how big my house should be, but I want to see myself there.
Mm.
You need to visualize it so that you can put it into reality.
Okay.
Because your thought comes into reality.
Mm.
You understand? It starts, you know, by you thinking it, declaring it, working towards it.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So it does have a huge impact. So if you don't have a vision, then don't go for it. It's not yours.
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah.
It's the knife.
Just to add on that, you know, you get people who have vision, but they get the wrong type of vision.
Mm.
Because I believe vision and fear, they're like also connected together. Mm. You know, when you lack the positive vision, then you get fear that comes in and gives you the wrong vision. And as a result, what you do, you hold back.
Mm.
So you don't do what you're supposed to do. Okay, you know, this is what I want to do. But now because fear comes in and then it impacts you. What do? You like pull back. You pull back. Okay, you know you're able to play drums.
Yeah.
But now you don't visualize yourself playing that drum. Mm. And then when fear comes in, what does it do? Yo, what if I make a mistake? And then guess what? You hold back.
Yes.
So fear and vision. Make sure you always get filled in with a positive vision before fear comes in.
Yeah. So in other words, it's not only about the commitment part, it's not only about the discipline part, but some people feel the fear and not do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a phrase by Les Brown. It says, feel the fear and do it anyhow.
Yeah.
Feel the fear and do it anyhow. That's part of a book that he was reading. He found it there, like, okay, feel the fear and do it anyhow, because you've made up your mind that I'm going to stick it through. I'm going to get through this because I've set down my goals. You've written down your goals. But now what's stopping you from achieving those goals?
Yeah.
The fear. Mm-hmm. It's either you're going to use fear as a stepping block or as a blocker.
Mm.
So those are the kind of things. So are you going to push through adversities from today? What are you going to do to make sure that you achieve your goals? What are you going to do to make sure that you push through the crowd to make sure that you reach to the level that you've always wanted to be? But now you need to first start in that input part, in that primary sector. That's where you need to start. Plan out everything before in fact, you should see the outcome. You should see the tertiary part, the tertiary sector in business terms. You should see the tertiary sector in the primary sector, because mm-hmm. that's where you gotta plan everything out.
Yeah.
You gotta see the outcome from the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any final words? Man. Any final words?
Well, one other thing is that, like, people should have an audacious attitude.
Mm.
So basically meaning that you need to have that attitude of, you know, I'm not scared of risk. If I want it bad enough, I'm going to work hard enough.
Mm.
If it means I need to sweat till the very end, let that be. Yeah. As long as you know that, you know what, my feelings don't rule me. I am a dynamic person and I really want this and I'm very powerful. Then do that. It's really going to help you. Be willing to take risk.
Mm.
It's a good thing.
Mm.
Sometimes it's bad, depending on the kind of risk that you're taking. People, don't get it wrong. Yes. But be willing to take risk.
Okay.
And then you will make it.
All right.
You know, which is awesome, because it's like she read my mind.
Mm.
Because what I was going to say is, you can use fear and faith, you see. So you can be scared of doing something and then you connect faith to it and do it. I mean, an example. I got a friend that does free running, jumping off buildings, front flips, yeah, side flips.
Yeah.
And in my heart, I'm like, yo, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
And then guess what? Fear hits. I'm like, hey, what if I do an epic fail and then maybe I break my leg, you know, that type of a thing. Or you get people who want to be successful, but they're scared. What if I become successful? Then what am I going to do?
Yeah.
How will I stay there? You know, you can use that connected to faith. So you got a vision, you're scared of the vision, and then you connect faith and go for it and believe that you're going to make it.
Yeah, everybody, that was it. That is it. Okay, what am I saying? That was it. Okay, that is it from us, DJ Dash and DJ Nave. And obviously, the lady in the house, Tracy Sauce. Yeah, yeah, with your boys, DJ Dash and DJ Nave. Yeah, I've said it again. Yeah, with your lady, DJs. Okay, should I say DJ Tracy Sauce? Oh, Tracy Sauce, that sounds more gangster. Tracy Sauce, she's gonna put some sauces. She has been putting some sauce. But yeah, everybody, with all that said and done, until next time, enjoy your weekend and responsibly as well. Until next time, everybody, we're signing out. Peace, yo!
Yeah.
Bye.
Order your copy of Active Worship's amazing new album, Ablaze, on iTunes or on www.activeworship.com.
We have ignition. Strap in. You're about to listen to the hottest sounds.
Let's set the city ablaze, ablaze for Jesus, ablaze. I need to strengthen my character and live like Jesus.
Breaking off instantly. I feel changed. that Jesus Christ is Lord. You are sovereign King, seated on the throne, forever glorified. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.